Activists packed Seattle City Hall last night to testify in front of lawmakers. Their main message, more needs to be done to help the city's homeless population. KUOW's Kate Walters reports.
As city council members consider the 2018 budget, they're hearing clear messages from activists about some of the things they want included. Many of those who testified support an amendment that would use revenue from a business tax to help combat homelessness. And many, including Susan Health, want to see a condition included that would halt the removal of unauthorized tent camps.
What is it going to take for you to stop sweeping human beings off the street as though they were garbage? Sweep is the operative word. These are our unhoused neighbors. These people are dying.
Health's testimony came just hours after Mayor Tim Burgess sent a memo expressing concern over a proposed budget proviso that would defund camp removals. Burgess and other city officials say halting the removal of unauthorized encampments would create an elevated health and safety risk in the city. Gretchen Taylor with the Neighbourhood Safety Alliance told the council she agrees.
Allowing the proliferation of unrestricted camping poses dangerous risks to those who camp and to the safety of all citizens.
The hours-long flood of testimony from activists comes as the city marks 2 years since a state of emergency was declared on homelessness. Sarah Champernowne and others marked the anniversary by camping out at City Hall overnight.
We need to bring these struggles into City Hall so that they're visible and people can see us, you know, demanding that the City Council vote to end the sweeps and build public housing.
Thousands of people continue to sleep on Seattle's streets each night. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.